Australia has a tough deterrence policy for asylum seekers who try to reach the country by boat. They're intercepted at sea, refused asylum, and sent elsewhere instead. That's how hundreds of asylum seekers found themselves detained on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Many were held for years in a controversial detention camp there. Behrouz Bouchani is one of those people. He's an Iranian Kurdish writer who arrived on Manus Island in 2013. Since then, as he waited for some resolution to his asylum request, he wrote a book.
I wrote this book on my phone, on WhatsApp, and I sent it out text by text, bit by bit to my translator.
Bouchani says he did his writing on WhatsApp because the guards at the detention center often raided his room and he was worried they'd take his work. But little by little, text by text, he finally finished it last year. The book is called No Friend But the Mountains. It's a mixture of poetry and factual commentary about the detention center where he was held. Bouchani told the BBC that he had felt compelled to write about what he's been through.
I am a writer, so my work is to write. But when I found myself in a real prison, like Manus prison, I thought that it is my duty and I should write and expose this system. I didn't have choice but writing this book.
This week, Bouchani learned that his book won, not one, but two big prizes in Australia, the Victorian Prize for Literature and the Prize for Nonfiction. They're worth a combined $90,000. Bouchani said he doesn't feel like celebrating, though, because he and other asylum seekers are still suffering the consequences of Australia's deterrence policy and stuck on Manus Island. But he says he's grateful for the recognition from the literary community.
Of course, I don't blame the literature community in Australia. I should blame Australian government. They established this prison camp based off colonialist thinking, and the Australian government has used this island for its political benefits.
Behrouz Bouchani is no longer being held at the detention center on Manus Island, by the way. Conditions were so bad that the Australian government was forced to shut it down. But he and other asylum seekers still can't leave Papua New Guinea. They can't go to Australia. They're waiting for some third country to agree to take them in. The latest twist in the plot? The U.S. is considering resettling some of the former detainees, and Bouchani is hoping he'll be one of the lucky few.